Nobody plans for a disaster, but when one happens, it's good to have somebody you can trust. And boy, do we have one for Derek in Clear Lake. He's got a big problem, and he needs restoration help. And that's why we're going to turn to our Home Show pros for restoration. That's Rouse Restoration. And I've got Johnny Rouse on the line. Johnny, can you help us out with Derek?
Be glad to.
Let me tell you what happened to him. He writes to us, I recently had a hose on my upstairs toilet break. I think he means the supply line going in. But unfortunately, he was at work. And when he came home, there was water everywhere. He says the ceiling fell down, it soaked walls, wet furniture, plasterboard everywhere. And he's mopped up what he could, but he's wondering, what are the next steps in recovering from something like this?
Step one is you need to scope out the extent of the water damage by utilizing hygrometers, moisture meters, and thermal imaging cameras. We can find out where the water actually ended up in your home. The most important parts is to find out if any of your insulated walls got wet. Once that's established, any walls that get wet with insulation in them pretty much have to be removed and replaced. Everything else can be dried in place with the use of extraction machines, air movers, and dehumidifiers.
What if I have a floating floor? That's a goner, isn't it?
If it's a real hardwood floor, we can usually extract the moisture from it. We have to cut a strip of wood along both longitudinal walls to tint the sides to get the moisture out from beneath the screeds or between the screeds. But a true floating floor that's on top of a waterproof membrane typically has to be removed, even if it doesn't show damage, because the moisture will get between the concrete and the water barrier and mildew or potentially cause mold in the long run.
A lot of people think that once the water gets on a wood floor, it's got to be torn up, and I'm glad to hear that a real wood floor can be saved.
Yeah, and probably the most durable wood floor is what they call an engineered hardwood floor. And that's with multiple layers of plywood and then like a quarter inch to maybe 5/8 inch hardwood top on it. The layers of plywood that are cross-laid show a real dimensional stability. And we've dried those out that were underwater for 24 hours and people never had an issue with them again.
Water, even if we dry everything up, chances are water, like you're saying, could have gotten up into the walls, and you're going to figure that out. You don't have to take the whole wall out, do you?
Absolutely not. With today's technology and drying equipment, we practice in-place drying to where we don't take out baseboards. As long as it's a Category 1 loss, which a toilet supply line is a Category 1 loss, which is clean water, we don't take anything out. We dry everything in place. We don't even take out the carpet pad or carpet. We extract it and then utilize our drying machinery to dry everything in place.
Now, I assume a Category 2 would include number 2 in it.
No, sir. Category 2 is, say, a dishwasher overflows with chemicals, soaps, and stuff in it. Category 3 is when you get into raw sewage. That's with the number 2.
So, the bottom line is you come out and you can clean it up no matter what, whether it's a 1, 2, or 3. Rouse Restoration has the technology and the tools to get it done.
Absolutely.
And that's why they are our Home Show Pro for restoration. It's Rouse Restoration. Even if you don't need them right now, you probably want to remember that you can always find them on our homepage at homeshowradio.com, along with all our other Home Show Pros. Hey, Johnny, thanks for helping us out this morning.
You bet. Good to talk to you, Charlie.